Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 230 episodes of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Trade Coffee and Shopify, and we'll let you little know about them later on the podcast. But for now, we are on our way to Toronto.
It's Champs Week.
As you're watching this, put a pause in this. Hit the link in the description and go watch the streams, because we're live right now as you're watching this. Thursday at 6 p.m. tonight, Central Standard Time, we play those FaZe boys.
Damn. I can't believe it's already champs. Well, I can believe it.
Listen, you know who I'm picking. I already picked them. Picked them last week.
You want to talk objectively?
Let's talk Toronto first, since this is going to be the first time there.
I can't wait.
Tell them, is Mitch Marner taking us out to dinner again or no?
Mitch might be laying low right now.
Oh, why? They didn't do so well?
Well, Mitch is an unrestricted free agent.
Ooh.
So he...
And the rumor is he's not going back to Toronto.
Ooh, he's coming to Dallas?
So he's hiding.
I wish he'd come to Dallas. But I don't know. I talked to him a little bit. I'll hit him up when we get there and be like, you doing anything tonight? But we'll see.
Just wait till you see Zinni in his element, bro.
You don't understand.
He runs that city.
Tell him, Seth.
He runs that city, man. He's the mayor. He's got a key and everything.
Bro, it's not even it's not even a joke.
Dapping people up.
Bro, it's not even a fucking joke.
Who the fuck is this guy, dude?
Bro, it's Bose, it's not a joke. Everywhere we went, I'll be like, what the fuck is Zin? Zin's over there talking to like the owner of the fucking restaurant and shit.
Networking, shaking hands, yeah. Kissing babies.
Yeah. I mean, bro, it's actually insane.
Like,
he knows
Toronto.
Everyone.
It's insane, bro.
I'm excited for you to experience it. Think of everything good about New York without the bad. Like, it's not dirty. It doesn't smell. Restaurants are good. It's clean. There's water.
Safe.
It's like the perfect summer city. I can't wait.
It's great, dude.
There's good shopping.
You know it's a good city,
good restaurants.
If I'm not tweaking when I'm walking around it.
It ain't no Seattle.
I'm always on my P's and Q's.
Sixth Street. Or is it Third Street?
Third Street. Ross.
Ross for less.
you're always minding your pints and quarts.
Don't go there when the sun's down. Don't do it. But so yeah, huh?
In a city like that, you're always minding your pints and quarts.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I'm always on the lookout for any wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm. It's just so vibey because it's also because like Toronto's so cold during the winter that summer is appreciated just that much more. Like everyone's out, everyone's going out to eat, drinking the whole nine yards.
It's a great time.
You know,
man.
Ivy. Remember Ivy? You know Ivy from he was on TSM, like
gamer.
Like COD Ivy? You know Ivy. What do you...
Nah.
You don't? Really?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Black Ops 3? Team with Pac-Man?
You know him if you saw him.
Probably.
You know him if you saw
but,
him.
But he owns like a nice-ass cocktail bar there now, and we went there last time. He owns that.
Oh, bet.
It's just... We got roots everywhere. And it all stems back to Call of Duty.
Yo, I am not going... I'm literally not going to sleep at night.
The roots are water.
We're staying out. We're going out.
It's you're gonna. Dude,
I've been
like
locked
city
up.
We've been to.
It is his 30th birthday on Monday.
Yeah.
So will you come out one night?
What do you mean?
Gotta do something. It's your birthday.
Oh yeah, it's my birthday on Monday.
Hold
on.
He said, "What do you mean?"
I don't want to make it about myself, but it is my birthday, my golden birthday,
30th birthday. You
June
can make
30th.
Will you
30.
You agree to come out for one night for his 30th?
I'm going out Thursday.
You saw
Friday.
That.
I'm going out Wednesday, like Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We don't have to go that crazy because we are throwing like an actual birthday thing here.
The more the merrier.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't understand.
My tits, tits don't understand that equation.
After we get back from Toronto.
Wait, are you saying that it's a pool party where you're hosting?
Well, yeah, July 4th. I think we're throwing it's our wedding anniversary.
Oh.
And it's July 4th. Oh. And then after that, we're throwing like, is throwing me a birthday party.
Is there a reason why you didn't tell? I already booked my shit. I'm out. I'm completely gone that whole week.
That sucks.
Where?
Yeah.
You're going to miss out. New pool, new reno is going to be done. The fire pit.
Huh?
You going to Mexico?
Nah.
Chicago?
I wish. Chicago.
Easy read.
Easy. I got Wu-Tang concert,
the
July 7th.
Yeah,
it's the last one.
That's July
7th. Wu-Tang in the cut. For real? It was what? It's the after party.
You got the best seats you could possibly get?
No, I didn't get the... No, I got a suite.
Ooh.
Okay.
Everyone's coming, all the homies.
The 60090, MPDP. We're going to be the villains. We're going to be deep in that.
Is Leo pulling up?
Yeah, I think he's coming.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shit.
You know it's a party.
This
Stay
is like
away
our...
from that gangbanger suite.
I don't know.
There's a lot of gangbangers.
Toronto's always.
This is like our. It's like our end of the season shebang. We have EWC, but
it's also Toronto. Toronto's like every year we're like fuck yeah, it's time to go to Toronto. Yes. So it's like,
Toronto's
this is
never
one of
a place
our,
you're like, oh, we're going to Toronto?
Yeah,
you're like,
never.
This is one of our, like, really? Yes, we're going to Toronto. Not like, fuck, we're going to somewhere else. You know?
I just hope we didn't gas it up too much, and you're like, oh, it's all right. Like, I think you're going
to No. Dude, weed's legal. It's better than...
We're at a great start. Yeah. In the meter, it just... Yeah, we're already exactly. Like, it's looking green.
Exactly. Like the future, it's looking green.
Yeah, exactly.
The future is green.
Why would you tweet that?
I didn't tweet it. I said it.
You said it.
With my my vocal cords.
The future is green.
I was loving it.
He couldn't wait.
he thought there it was unlimited ore.
I couldn't wait.
The future is green.
You just high-fived my wrist.
The funny part is when that happened, everyone's like, well, we don't know. Boston's green.
Yeah, he could
and money is green. I'm like, they're not wrong. Everything is green. But everyone's like, come on, man.
That was your rebuttal to everything. Boston's green. Money's green.
A lot of things are green.
Yeah, no bullshit.
Weed.
But yeah, so we were on the fence about being at the venue for a while. And then Riley finally was like...
Finally got the info that he needed.
Well, yeah. Well, we wouldn't be able to see the stage. So people were like, why aren't you guys going to be at the venue? If we could have seen the stage, I think we would have been at the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we had a good camera angle. Because if we can't see the stage, like, in the background and actually be able to see it, like, if we're, like, behind the stage and you can only see, like, the backdrop and or, like, the back of the stage, it doesn't really make as much sense.
Yeah.
We need, like, a good... So we're doing it from an Airbnb together.
We are.
But
we're doing meet and greets.
We are doing meet and greets. So people are probably asking, well, if you're going to do an Airbnb in Toronto, why don't you just have it here where you usually have it since you're not going to be in venue? Because we are going to be in venue. Seth and I have meet and greets on Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to meeting all of you there. It'll be right as the doors open. So get there early because as soon as it's done, Seth and I have to get on a shuttle to get back to the watch party.
Hour and a half. So we're going an hour and a half there, hour and a half back, and then... So that Saturday is going to be a long one because it's hour and a half there, meet and greet, hour and a half back, and then five matches.
But you're sleeping on the hour and a half back. You know what I'm saying?
I can't sleep in cars. Really? I mean, I can if I'm like exhausted, but if I'm like just waking up, there's no way I'm sleeping in the car.
I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be just fine.
What are we doing during that time?
Me and Mark will be starting the show.
Well, no, the matches actually start kind of late.
They start at 3.
Every single day, so we'll be back like with plenty of time.
Ample time.
Yeah.
Wait, do doors open at 12? Nice.
I don't know when they open, but matches don't start until like what?
2:30?
No, like 3 there.
3 Eastern.
Because it's Eastern.
2 p.m. Central. Yeah, yeah.
They might start at like 3:30. It's either 3 or 3:30.
You know what? I'm concerned about whether or not it ends in time for us to go get that sweet, 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 succulent dinner from wherever it is that we're going that one night. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Oh, starts with a P? Prime Seafood Palace.
Is that great?
Owned by Maddie Matheson. Caviar
it's
steak.
Really good.
Lobster pasta.
Crab.
Last year I was saying it was the best meal I had all year. Like all year.
Damn. It's really good.
Yeah, it was insane.
Okay.
They gave us a tour like the kitchen for the vlog.
I'm telling you.
It was awesome. Everyone there was super dope.
It was awesome, man. It's a great time. I can't wait to go back to that city.
I called Isaac when I was home in Jersey. He goes, there he is. What do you need? I said, reservation for 6.
That a
this
boy.
Day, this time.
But let's take a look at the bracket really quick.
Yeah.
We have it. We got, so it's 4-4-5-1. So four Thursday, 4 Friday, 5 Saturday, 1 Sunday. Sunday. See, what do you guys think about Sunday? The only match is...
not my thing.
Is finals.
Well, I think that they should have winners finals. And champs on Sunday.
See,
we should have 2 matches on Sunday.
I do kind of like that it's Sunday because, I mean, just being a former player, if you're going into that Sunday, the just build up and intensity of that night, you're going to bed, you're like, yo, tomorrow is the fucking day. So you know the players are like going to bed with that thought, and I feel like it kind of just amplifies that feeling because, I mean, it's... This is what they play for all year. I mean, the ring is obviously the most coveted thing in COD. So it's like when you're going to bed that night, it just adds that like umph factor of, yo, it's ring time. Who's going to come out and show the fuck up?
I can't wait. It is a bit like, I don't know. I saw some comparisons on Twitter like
who
with
the fuck
CS
is this
and COD.
Pussio by the name of TB Brady. Optic my bottom out. Who the fuck? Yo, block him right now.
What
I don't
want
to see him no more. Yeah, him.
So, wow.
But every single match.
You can mute him, actually. Mute him. So you mute him.
Yeah, okay. But every single match besides that Thieves Breach match, I mean, are just bangers. I think Thieves Breach is probably pretty one-sided, but.
I mean, Ultra Carolina, too. That one's interesting. It depends what like
Carolina comes out.
And what Ultra comes out, too. I mean, Ultra hasn't really been playing too great.
Yeah.
Bless you. Bless you.
But they had, what, a month to...
I mean, yeah. See, that's the thing. They've had a month. I mean, COD's been kind of in a weird spot for this month. I mean, at least competitive COD. I've been playing Warzone and shit.
Don't say weird. It's like piss poor. It's like beyond... We've never seen something like it in a long time.
Yeah.
I woke up to a text, and someone was like, right now Black Ops 6 has 2,000 viewers, and he listed like six games.
I was looking for Black Ops 6 last night to try to catch the finals of that tournament that was going on, and I literally couldn't find it. Like, you know the browse, it does it by viewers, and I was like, where the fuck is Black Ops 6?
Yeah.
I had to like really...
Yeah, it's a little worrisome.
Speaking of, is that
like
Madden?
When
is
you
it
click
Rush?
It, it'll be in like the first three or something. You
no, just, no, never the first three, Rush. Unless the game just released.
Well, you'll just see it like...
Yeah, bring like up that Toronto shit talk that they were doing.
Couldn't find it. And then obviously, yeah, we just had the Counter-Strike Major we did a watch party for. And everyone's comparing that tournament now to Call of Duty, which...
I do think there are some people, like Rafi tweeted like a comparison, like CS Major versus COD, and it's like the Counter-Strike Arena versus the Miami Major. It's like, come on, let's right be there. A little more... At least put one of our good events next to it.
Oh, you know. Well, listen, first of all, let's start this out. They did last year, don't recall tournament from them. And then somebody says, Optic is not hosting champs. We'll wait until that. And then Toronto Ultra says, is your beloved Optic or FaZe doing anything for the community by putting a tournament on? Now, look, I understand that this is like some social media guy. I know that this isn't the owners of that, so I'm going to take it easy, okay? Because the social media guy, you need to understand the space that you're fucking in. And you can't be talking shit about neither FaZe or Optic on what we've done for the community. Because if I wanted to, I could be an asshole and say that the only reason that there is a fucking CDL is because we have built that community that you get to fucking make a living off of, giving your organization a bad name. Now, I understand what it must be like to be on a team that isn't as beloved as Optic.
Damn,
I get that.
Uncle's throwing
but for you to bring us into something that we had not, like, Optic isn't in there. If the green wall is saying what they're saying, it's because they're saying what they're saying, okay? But I will say this. If AMD wants to give us some cash to throw a tournament, we'll show you what community looks like.
Damn.
Cooked.
And I don't want this
Ultra
fallout
account.
To be on, huh?
Why are they doing that on a Toronto Ultra account? Might as well say it on
saying.
Your real account.
That's why I didn't say anything like when it first came out because I didn't even see.
I've been pretty disconnected. I didn't even see this.
Yeah,
now, this is one where the social media manager just saw red, typed it, and then later in bed was scrolling and saw it and was like, oh no.
Got a text like,
what
did
I do?
Yeah,
what have I done?
It's not that. It's not that. That again, I didn't even want to fucking address it, but he needs to understand so he doesn't give his team a bad name again.
I addressed something earlier. I just think I love when people like talk without knowing anything. Like someone tweeted about how Tommy was doing CS watch parties, and then we magically did a CS watch party. So I replied with the page text I got from June 13th that says content next week, and it shows Optic CS watch party in 10 days from now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is why you just sometimes don't speak on certain things, as if you're right.
Secondly,
you're not.
Secondly,
it's like, dude, we can't watch Counter-Strike.
No, we can't watch.
What
the?
I've been watching Counter-Strike.
Who started watch
party my whole life?
Who was the first watch party?
Listen,
like,
we're not gonna talk about the Huntsman pregame show, okay? Secondly, we're cool with the flank and all those dudes. So for anybody to try to pit that shit, like,
that's the weird.
Yeah,
part.
That's what people
when they make shit up
though. You can't even like look at that shit.
Yeah, no, I don't. I literally, he just brought it up.
You can't even like take that seriously because it's like,
guys,
they know that's not true.
Yeah, and just so you guys know,
we know that's not true. So just let them be. Let them fucking be in their own.
You know, Tommy replied to it earlier, and I was just.
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, you are going to see a UFC watch party. You are going to see a Super Bowl watch party from us. You're going to see it all from us if we choose to do that. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about CS real quick,
yeah,
though.
Please.
Because that was one of the most awesome esports atmospheres I've seen in my entire life. Just sold-out crowd, Austin, Texas. Players rising from the floor with spotlights on them. Live slow-mo camera.
Dope. I mean, look at this shit, bro.
That's so dope.
This was awesome. This was insane. So just to preface this,
amazing.
The Mongols were in the grand final against Vitality. The Mongols are the official team of Mongolia, sponsored by the government. Awesome. And this was one of their crowds.
I mean, this looks like it could be a Stanley Cup watch party.
100%.
Literally. That's so awesome.
The amount of
so
people dope. There.
Yeah, that level dope. Of support from your country has to be like one of the most insane things ever. Look at all those people. I guarantee you that not all of them fucking play or watch Counter-Strike.
People brought just someone with them.
Yeah.
And now they're.
He's like, hey, baby, let's go on a date. It's going to be dope.
Imagine if you walked out like this. You came up from the floor like this.
Like Drake and shit?
Yeah, no, that's so fine.
I'd be on cloud.
It's like One Direction.
It's like Black.
So who do they go crazy for the most, like that when they came out like this?
There were a few. I mean, the crowd was rooting for Mongols in the grand final.
These guys have won 7 tournaments in a row.
The Mongols have?
No, Vitality.
Oh, I was going to say.
They've won 7 in a row, bro.
Yeah.
They're just like,
look at that trophy, by the way.
Just.
Oh.
Well, they kept chanting, like, fuck you, Apex, like, fuck you, Draza. Like, he's like literally CS Draza.
Okay. After he won, his interview was hilarious. He goes, I love the fact that you guys want to fuck me. Yeah. Dude, he was hilarious.
He was good.
The amount of F bombs that he dropped in the post game, he probably said fuck like 7 times.
That's just
it's insane.
But that's an actual thing. Yeah, look at him. He's not there.
Touch me.
I like that guy.
Look at him, bro. Yeah, lock the fuck in.
None of them do. I love that.
Yo, and then they do these random slow mos, dude. CS production is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Look at that screen. That is like IMAX, but better.
But yeah, the CS major was super fun to watch.
I think CS
we were tuning
is always...
in throughout I was tuning in throughout the week. I watch CS not regularly. I'll like tune in if it's like FaZe playing or something. I haven't watched as much.
It's
CS,
always
but...
been that game.
Yeah,
it's always been that game where if there's a tournament going on, you want to watch it.
Yeah,
at least for us. Like like League of Legends is super hype, but I feel like League is a game you have to play to understand.
Yeah.
CS is just ingestible, especially 100%. Like as an FPS. Like it's pretty self-explanatory, but it's also so intricate in the way that if you do play it, I think you have a different level of appreciation for it.
There's a learning curve,
the consistent lineups, the spray patterns, the everything.
CS is fun, man. Like 5 years ago, I had like a crazy CS arc. I mean, I was playing till like 3, 4 a.m. with like Goonjar, Looney. Like we would just 5-man stack ESEA every night, just loving
That's awesome.
It. Loving it. It was so fun.
I thought I liked CS more than Val until I actually started playing both, and I think I like Val better. But
Val is definitely more like visually satisfying. Like when you get a kill and you hear the little noise.
Yeah. Shit's like playing a piano.
It's like more arcadey.
For real, it is.
But you guys want to do our winners round one predictions real quick?
I would like to.
Let's do it.
Yes, now that we're finally here?
Yes, I would. I mean, it's week off. I just did my price picks in the room.
Yeah, I'm going to be throwing some price picks in for sure.
You got to do it before we leave, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So I'm okay.
That's what sucks, though, because...
throwing little darts?
It's like what sucks is that, I mean, we're only doing Thursday. We can't do Friday, Saturday, or Sunday because we don't know how it pans out
after
that.
That's fair.
So you can't do any picks there unless, of course.
Yeah.
No, we can if...
You got a VPN?
We're not going to do that. No, someone will be along. Here to
I need you
in.
To log in, Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
I need you to log in, Joey.
You sent him a text. Mm-hmm. Fucking...
I got a text!
Throw this one in, Joe.
Come on, Joe. Come
but
on.
All right, let's go. Thieves Breach.
Thieves.
I'm thinking Thieves.
Everyone's, that's pretty...
Thieves are the favorite, I think, going into champs this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they won the last two.
I mean, they're back-to-back. They look insane. Thieves are probably the team to beat at the tournament.
Definitely.
Second matchup gets spicy. Surge Heretics.
Dude, I want to go. I literally
Surge
want to.
Surge hasn't been that same Surge.
Well, they just got last at the last major, so.
But they went back-to-back grand finals, the two tournaments before that.
But 0-4. 0-4 both times.
Yes. Mm. But so grand final, but they've still made quick work of everybody besides.
And then Miami looks insane now, though.
They're consistent. I'm going Surge, though.
You going with the coup? I was going to say the same
thing.
I do want
0-4 too.
I want to go for los españoles, obviamente, verdad? Que ya los tíos. But
I'm going Surge.
I'm going with the Cougs.
Yeah, I'm going Surge.
Wait, is everybody doing? All right, I'm going Heretics then.
We're all going Surge. Okay. Besides Hector.
I'm Phase Optic. How do I have to position myself for this one?
You know who you got. You got to pick red. We'll pick green.
Okay, I'm taking Phase.
Yeah,
I got Optic.
I'm taking us
purely reverse Jinx.
I mean, I'm.
We have to get over the hump. Like we need to close out a close series against like, we need to beat FaZe. It's probably going to be close. And I think if we beat FaZe,
there's a real chance
we can beat anybody. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, it just needs to come together at the right time.
I mean, dude, people are coming to my chat. They're like, do we have a chance at champs? I'm like, fuck yeah, we have a chance.
100%.
If you win three matches, you are literally in the grand final.
Yeah.
Three matches. You beat FaZe, you need to win nine matches.
Every other team, like,
and people call us, like, biased and delusional, but we've had close games with FaZe, but we just haven't won them. And this one we need to win.
And you remember that rewind? It was like a 4 point game. Like,
yeah, it came down. There was 11. Ibiza pops a 4-piece at the end. It was nuts.
Yeah, it's definitely doable.
100%.
Listen, man, they're human, right? Just need to
more human than human.
Need to come out hot. And once again, I've been saying it a lot, but there's no better time, I think, to play FaZe than a situation like this before they get hot, before they get rolling.
Round one,
man.
Everyone's got those first game jitters. It's champs. Like, you know what's at stake. Can't make mistakes, though, man.
Then Ultra Carolina.
I'm going Ultra.
I have Ultra as well.
I'm going Ultra, but could be an interesting series. Depends what Carolina comes out and, like you said, what Ultra comes out. But I think Ultra has been the more consistent team throughout the year. So
I'm feeling like Teej.
Yeah?
I'm feeling like Teej.
Champs Teej initiated.
I mean, I want Teej to beat him. Don't get me wrong. I want Teej to win that series, but I think Joe DeCeves might be showing up in different form, man.
Joey D?
Joe D's good.
He's still a kid. Like, he's waking up excited. I need a coffee, a few things to really get
boost him up a little bit.
He's waking up like, champs day.
Yep. Pop right out of bed.
Oh, God.
Since we're on the topic of Toronto Ultra, what I said earlier was in no means a call for anybody to go harass anybody over there at all right? I just wanted to teach the young man or woman who's behind those things that a community, we did our work and we continue to do our work. That's all I'm saying. So you got Royal Ravens too?
No, I got Toronto.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Jones.
I can't wait, bro. It's fucking champs, dude. Every match, like, dude, those days are just going to fly. Like, we've watched every year, we watch every regular season match, you know, bar a few maybe if something comes up. But, I mean, it's time, bro.
Are they facing each other, like the state?
I don't know what the stage looks like. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Get those pop-off shit talk moments.
Yes, please, bro.
I just hope that – I hope the event is as good as it possibly can be.
The matches are going to be great.
The matches are going to be great.
You're so show.
The location's not as great. I mean, just to – but I still want the tournament to do well. I never want Call of Duty,
of course,
no matter what, to look bad. I always want it to look great. I want things to go forward.
My bar going in's pretty low. Just because it's in Kitchener, like, it's not Toronto. People are going to have to travel. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Canadians that wouldn't maybe go to Toronto, like, that are closer to Kitchener that might be showing up. Hopefully it's a good turnout. I think, it's champs. You know, I just hope that it has a great atmosphere.
At the very least,
I think players,
viewership's going to be good.
Yeah, it's champs.
Yeah. As I said at the beginning of the vlog that I'm recording right now, I don't like, again, you know, champs should be the crowning moment of the defining moment of a season. The fact that we have ESWC after that puts a little damper on things for me personally.
EWC.
For me personally, I wish that there is a moment in time for next year that we are able to say, all right, how about we throw another major, what is it? This will be major five?
This will be the fifth tournament.
All right, why don't we do a major five wherever? And then we do ESWC, and then we do World
EWC.
Champs.
Did it again.
What did I say?
ESWC. That's the event that was in, like, Paris and shit.
ESWC, EWC, okay, Esports World Champs.
He's an old soul, man.
I kind of feel like that too, though, Hector. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Like,
In the back of your mind, if you fall up, well, if you come in the top, at least how I feel, I'd be like, yeah, we fell up short, but it's still another tournament to make the bread back.
I don't really like it that way. I view it as just positive. I view it as just an extra big tournament.
Let me
put it to you like
negative,
this. Last year, we won champs, and then somebody else won the last tournament of the season.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, we still won champs. Yeah, everyone cares about champs more than EWC.
They say that, but it's still on the record. Like, it's still there.
Who's the best team of that last season?
Us.
I don't know. FaZe won the last event of the season.
Exactly.
No, man.
It's still argument. You know, I don't want there to be no
I don't
argument.
Want there to be no fucking argument. So,
I get what you're saying.
Wait, well, okay, first of all,
but I don't think it's a negative. Maybe you could flip them and champs would be after EWC. Not
because of the scheduling, it doesn't work that way. What I'm saying, though, is let's add another tournament. We usually have a tournament every fucking month.
You're saying EWC is champs?
I say EWC.
Or combine.
Damn, that prize pool would be fat.
That's what I'm saying.
$4 million.
Viewership records will fucking break. What I'm saying is that there shouldn't be anything beyond champs. Champs is champs. There shouldn't be this extra thing. As important as it is, as awesome as it is, as great of an opportunity as it is for the players, I'm saying let's have five majors. ESWC,
EWC. EWC. You struck out.
EWC.
Boom.
EWC and then champs. But to clear the record, what did ESWC stand for?
Oh yeah, I forgot about to switch them.
I don't remember.
Esports World Cup, right?
Yeah. Did it? Maybe.
What does EWC stand for?
Esports World Cup.
Okay.
But it's EWC. All
right, whatever. Okay, whatever.
No, I get what you're saying. Ideally, yes, I do agree. But
yeah, if they swap, that'll be cool too.
End all be all, if it's between this or not this, I do prefer the extra tournament.
Of course.
It makes the season longer.
Yeah.
Although, I mean,
dude, imagine there's not another tournament. We're done end of June. We have all of July, August, September. New game typically releases end of October. That's four long months.
Which is why I'm saying this should be a major.
Of a drought.
And then two world champs.
I mean, this month was a long month leading up to champs. Players streaming. The players that were streaming were playing Counter-Strike. There's been no hype around Call of Duty. There's no marketing around it. No talk around it. It is what it is, man.
But I feel like it kind of markets itself just because it's champs. But I agree, there should be like more,
bro.
The only social presence.
The only thing I really care to see, bro. I don't want you to put up billboards in Times Square. I'm not talking that type of marketing. I'm talking using the in-game client to bring over the casual base and let them know, yo, the pro players are about to play for millions of dollars.
Well, and then you see the champs pack that got released. The Armadillo. Absolute spit in the face. The Armafuckin-Dillo that makes no sense. Skins were ass. The actual operator's ass.
It's so bad.
It's like everything about it's ass.
It's so bad. It's so bad that Roger took it upon himself to tell Peterman to throw in our hat to see if we can design it for him next year. For free.
But it's champs. I mean, it's going to be hype. It's champs.
No, I'm excited. I just want to see this thing
Roger,
go forward.
Roger, show me this year's skins and shit.
Like next year's?
No, this year's.
What, the Armadillo?
Damn, this guy's already ready.
I didn't want to see it. I wonder how many they sold. I haven't seen, I'm not kidding,
not
I play Warzone
one.
Every day pretty much. I haven't seen a single Armadillo on the map. Not one.
No, that's not it. No.
You know,
the champs bundle.
I haven't seen one.
I was talking to Clayster, and I want to know your guys' opinion, because Clayster's always had this opinion that we should play the game out of the box, and I think that's a drag.
Yes.
But there is something to be said about the way we used to play the game. Back in Ghost, there was thermals, smokes. Stainville used to run a different perk to throw trophies faster.
Jesus. What
the fuck is that?
Hey, that's absurd.
Oh, my God. They literally don't give a fuck.
The fuck is that?
Like...
And yeah, also, no. Look, just, I'm not going to say what I want to say about
it. It doesn't.
It's not even in Texas.
It's not like it doesn't.
Armadillo in Texas.
It looks okay, but not as a champs pack.
That's not a champs.
Like, it needs to be themed in champs.
It needs to be themed. Agreed.
What I was saying,
I'm going to see as many armadillos in Toronto as I see in game. None. Zero.
I want to know what you guys think about this. So Clay's always said play the game out of the box.
Yeah.
I think it's a little like it shouldn't be out of the box.
Out of the box,
but think about
possible.
Some decisions you used to have to make, right? You used to have to run different perks to hide from thermals. Like, there was a level, there was more strategy back then compared to today.
Well, Warzone fucked that.
Which I think should come back. But do you think we'd have more developer support if we played the game in that type of way where there's...
Actually, maybe.
Where we're using more
things.
Where
they can actually, like...
Where you can bridge the gap between casual and competitive a little easier? Like, do you think the developers would be like, okay, they're willing to meet in the middle and... Use thermal smokes.
Well, it all comes back to money for them. It's like, can they make more money? If they could make more money, I'm sure they'd be like, yo, they're using shotguns and shit. Let's throw out bundles for shotguns. And, you know, like, they'd probably be all over that.
I don't know.
It's just whack, bro.
I mean,
it's literally just whack.
Yeah. No, this is bad. Kind of a spit in the face, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
When I remember...
We've already exhausted all options. We've tried for years.
And they have awesome... Like, they have awesome other packs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have the capability to do something fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just...
This was bad.
What a step back.
Did we get, like, a little champs sticker for...
For ours? What was the bundle last year?
Yeah, the bundle last year was...
But, hey.
We had, like, the Wallace and stuff. I don't know if that was the Champs bundle, though.
Black Ops 7's coming up, baby. New year.
I know, but what is the bundle for last
year?
Listen,
I'll always be stupidly very optimistic about next year. First, point-blank period, cheating needs to be the number one priority for next year.
Oh,
they got to figure it out.
But we've been saying that for how many years now?
Yeah, well, it's gotten worse. I feel like it's gotten worse and worse year after year.
I feel like the beginning this year wasn't that bad, but now
that's
it's
how
terrible.
It is every year, though.
Like the World Series of Warzone apparently was a joke.
No World Series of Warzone for you.
The qualifiers.
There's a guy running around with that gamer tag.
Yeah.
Hacking. No World Series of Warzone for you. Comedy. That is absurd. And we're talking about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, pardon the interruption. Let me tell you a little bit about Trade Coffee, because whether you're gearing up for back-to-back meetings, shuttling the kids back and forth to activities, or tackling endless to-do lists, your morning sets, the whole thing, the thing that sets the tone for the rest of the day. That's why you should start with the perfect cup of coffee, crafted just for you. Enter Trade. Trade is the number one U.S. coffee destination, bringing you fresh coffee from over 50 of the country's top roasters. I'm a roaster myself, but a different kind of roaster. You just have to take their quiz, and under a minute, they'll match you with your perfect coffee. If that first bag isn't quite right, Trade will replace it for free until they nail it. And right now, if you go to the link in the description down below, the one that says drinktrade.com/optic, all capitals, is cool. Right now, Trade is exclusively offering you, our listeners, 50% off your 1 month trial at drinktrade.com/optic. That's drinktrade, TRADE.com/OPTIC, all capitals, for 50% off your 1 month trial. drinktrade.com/optic. Link in the description. Make it easy for you to just click and go get yourself a nice cup of joe. Our next but always constant sponsor for this podcast is Shopify. As you guys know, because I tell you every week almost, when we first started, we didn't know how to sell t-shirts. We had to go through this person, that person, and that was just t-shirts. Imagine if we wanted to sell hats and tea cozies and PlayStation covers. We needed something better. That is where Shopify came in. Whether you're in the beginning stages of your business, your second stage of the business, your third stage of the business, Shopify is there for you. You can turn every single one of those dreams into reality. Everybody who's starting out always asks themselves all the questions. Like, maybe I can't do this because I don't know how to build a website. Maybe I can't do this because I need more people to lend a hand and help with everyday tasks like enhancing product images or writing product descriptions, generating discount codes for, all of that. Shopify has an AI tool created for commerce. What if people haven't heard about my brand? Shopify helps you identify your customers with easy to run email and social media campaigns. Turn those dreams into cha-ching and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Right now you can sign up for $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/optic. All lowercase. I won't be too mad at you. Link in the description to make it super easy. That way you don't have to misspell it while you type it out. You can just literally go to the description down below. Go to shopify.com/optic, all lowercase, shopify.com/optic. That is cha-ching.
Bro, I hate this though. Because you would think we hate Call of Duty. Wrong. We fucking love it. But, well, like, give
I
us...
I still play it every day.
Give us some... We will
I'm
shout.
Addicted, and I hate it.
Like, if
I've
that...
I've been addicted for going on 20 years.
Like, if that Warzone Champs pack was good, like, we'd be shouting about how good it is.
I it's not Warzone, like we want to... I get hacked to, on, I'm like, nope, there goes the dope. Cue us
I
up again.
I love COD. Like, I love everything about it.
I've been playing.
Rotating. I love fucking.
You just got to give us
shotting.
A reason
I
to
love
shout.
Throwing a nade in the air. Wait for that
knifing
shit to get a hit.
People. I love everything about it.
When did Call of Duty 2 come out? Yeah, I've been playing for 20 years. I've been playing Call of Duty for 20 years. I love Call of Duty. I love everything about it. I'll say it again. I feel as though Call of Duty is more my game than it is their game. That's how much I care. I'm not talking shit about the game that I didn't like to see the comparison between Counter-Strike and then the Miami thing. Like, I didn't like to see that. It's not a good comparison. You know what I mean? I'd like to see that. Like, I love Call of Duty. I want it to succeed. I want everybody I want everyone who wants to compete in Call of Duty to be able to compete in Call of Duty.
But I feel like gunplay this year. I mean, we always talk about like Black Ops 6 and how was it? Black Ops 6 actually had so much potential, but then obviously cheating was the number one issue, mm-hmm. and then number two was the maps. They got to have better maps next year. Got to fix cheating. Gunplay will be good. They're making some changes to Omni movement. I'm sure those will be fine. People are going to like those because everyone likes Omni movement.
Yeah.
It's just the pillars of the game are quite literally making sure it's a fair, fun environment for everyone, no cheating, and then having good maps and good gunplay. That's yep. it. And then obviously cosmetics and stuff kind of add on to that to make the game more fun and some more customization, but
shit is crazy.
Gunplay this year was good. Movement was good. Maps were bad. Cheating was the worst it's ever been.
Yep. Yeah.
And it only gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
The and I think that comes with ranked being released super early this year as well. They released it super early. Everyone always wants it super early. We got it super early this year, and it turned out to be probably one of the worst ranked years ever for just playing users? The ranked playlist.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first season, not bad. You'd run into some cheaters here and there. Second season, it's like, okay, now every other game. And then third season, you're playing a hacker every game.
Just fucking losers.
The best it was that random time where... And it'd be, I forgot, I think it was in the beginning.
It was the day after the patch.
Yeah.
The day of the patch.
People were just getting sent flying. Yeah, that was the best day of ranked. It was no cheaters. PC, everyone was on PC. It was great. 48 hours.
Yeah, at least the first couple.
The guy that was banning people disappeared, and more hackers got on.
At least the first couple seasons, like, if you're streaming, like, if we're playing, like, you know, we're quad stacked mm-hmm. in ranked, and we run into a blatant cheater, they get live banned on stream. And it's like, okay, that all the people on our stream just saw them get live banned. Decentivizes people to maybe go cheat now because he just mm-hmm. got banned. And then as you go on, it's like, yeah. It's...
And then they start backing out of games they get you in because they don't want to get
or they turn their banned. Cheats off because yep. they don't want to get banned. Or... But then that's just us. Now think about all the people that are playing yep, the game that aren't streaming and yep. are just getting hacked on every game.
There's got to be a way to like separate just... it. So yeah, if you want to play ranked Warzone or ranked play, then you have to download like an anti-cheat. Like download it because I still to this day think that's what they're scared of doing. They're scared of making... the casual base download something
but then all
for the
those
very
people,
small percent of people that get cheated on. Think about it. We always talk about it, but more often than not, if you're a casual player, you're probably not playing against hackers, right?
Correct.
Well, they did the, what, you had to win how many pubs?
50.
Like, I mean...
You buy...
For a hacker, that's nothing, obviously.
Well, no, they just buy an account for a dollar. Yeah, that's what
that,
they do.
Or that, yeah.
It's $1 or $2. They like, buy an
Jesus.
Account and they're right
mean,
back
you
in.
You can't do anything.
Like this.
Motherfuckers are selling
I mean, the only thing is to make an anti-cheat.
Yeah.
But then it's like people aren't going to want to download something that's actually invasive on their PC because then there's privacy shit and are they taking information and people are like, what is this doing to my PC?
But Valorant does it. Does CS does it? They have to.
I don't know. Valorant doesn't do it. I don't know if you download. Maybe
I think
you
it
do.
Automatically comes like when you download the game.
Yeah. You have to reset. Exactly. You have to reset your PC for it to work for yep. Valorant, mm. League, like mm. all that shit. Like whenever you download the game, you literally have to reset your PC to be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
I've been traumatized since Lizard Squad. I if I have a streaming PC or a gaming PC, nothing's on it.
These motherfuckers.
Yeah, there's no Twitter. Goofy, there's no squad. Like I don't log into no emails. I don't download nothing on there besides. Literally, that thing is only there for that.
You remember that video,
yeah, bro?
Let me play my game. I just spent $60 on.
Wait,
my...
how long was that shit down for?
Like a week.
Yeah,
we couldn't play
it was
for
longer
a week
than that, bro. I think it was months.
But yo, the best part about that was like peak social media. Yes, that was back when social media was just
hilarious.
If I catch
one of these Lizard Squad goofies.
Different
that
times.
That video's hilarious.
I just bought my game.
But yeah, I mean, we just kind of went out on a tangent, as we always do, because we want to see the game get better. Champs this weekend, going to be hype. We can kind of put a bow on it, but it's going to be fire, man. I'm
There's
so
no
excited.
Way. There's no way we weren't playing
right there.
For
23
days.
Hold on, Roger. PlayStation Network PSN did go down for a substantial period of time, specifically 23 days. Holy fuck.
There's no way it was down for that long.
Think about that.
That was on PlayStation. It was down for that long.
Yeah. Were we on Xbox at that point, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't remember
and
that.
Look at when it occurred. Look at the date.
What game was 2011?
420.
COD 4?
They're poets.
No, 2007 was
They're
COD 4.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 3?
It was MW3?
Yeah. It's 420.
Oh, yeah, we were on
MLG
Xbox,
no scope.
Sure. Yeah, we were on Xbox for MW3.
Yep.
I think.
Oh, I definitely was.
I'm pretty sure we were on Xbox.
Wait, hold
on. BO1,
yeah,
we were on PlayStation.
We were on PlayStation.
Yeah, BO1 was PlayStation.
I wonder what happened. Like,
we were probably playing on Xbox during the time.
I'm pretty sure, but in 2011, though?
Because we had both. We probably just plugged in the Xbox.
I don't think we were in tournaments then.
Black Ops 1?
Like, I think it was that was a little bit before.
No, I was playing, like, GBs and, like, eights.
No, not
PCL eights. Ladders.
Not eights.
Yeah, eights. I think so.
No, there were PCL ladders still at that point.
No, but I wasn't playing PCL at that time.
But Black Ops 1, I definitely went to some lands.
2012 was like my first. MW3 was when I was basically pro.
Black Ops 1 was fire.
Dude, I still remember the day where it was COD 4. We were like, we were playing TDM GBs and shit, and we finally were like, yo, let's sign up for the PCL ladder. We played like Team Fear first, and we were like, holy fuck, we're about to play Fear. Got slammed. Because we thought we were hot shit. We were like, yo, we're top of the TDM charts. We're like one of the best TDM teams, played one comp match, got slammed. We were like, what the fuck?
Dang.
Then we started scrimming and shit. That was the start.
Yeah. Oh, man. I still remember that feeling.
There was just nothing better.
That was the start.
I can't even.
Nothing better than Call of Duty 4 GBs, bro, I'm telling you.
I can't even.
Nothing. There was nothing better in this world. Nothing. Nothing will ever touch how it was. Game battles, Call of Duty 4, back in those days. Nothing will ever touch that for me.
Even
remastered.
I mean, just World at all those. I loved World at War. World at War.
Map packs, zombies.
It was good. Unscoped Arasaka, I'm your man.
That's even Karma's best favorite game.
Yeah, he'll Sally No Knows. Sally No Knows.
He was the best in World at War.
I remember playing those fools.
Yeah, they were. He was good. He was.
I think we beat him.
There was a team called Merkinen.
Dude.
J Sobes.
I can only imagine what
that's
it was like for you guys.
That's when Sensor was
actually
Dougie
good
Fresh
at the game.
Back in the day, it was so different, though,
dude. Because if I was having fun with my above average, actually top 5% skill in Call of Duty, I had a blast. I can only imagine what the top 1% were looking like.
So fun.
Oh,
back in those,
it was
like
so good, bro.
MW3 was amazing.
Getting that on, going for double Moabs.
That shit was
getting
so
stalker,
fun.
Getting
yes,
your full perk package.
Speed.
Fuck yeah.
Guns aiming in fast, not moving, or just zipping
MP7,
across
the map. The silenced MP7. Just
what was the sniper for Modern Warfare 3? Was it the L97?
I think the Intervention.
Intervention, yeah.
No, MW3. Not for Modern Warfare 3.
MW3 was not Intervention.
Oh, yeah.
TSR? No, LSR?
No, that was
yeah. LSR or something?
MW3 COD 2011 snipers.
Yeah, Intervention. MSR, but it was like the Intervention.
Yeah, what is it? I used the XMR. Oh, no, yeah, the L11. L18, L118, that one. Boy, you didn't want to see me with that shit out there.
That was fire. That's when, like, scuff started coming out.
Nah, Black Ops 2 is when I started.
Like, Too Quick had a scuff, and we used to be playing against him and shit. Be like, yo, this motherfucker got a scuff, yeah.
He's scuff jumping.
Yeah. He's scuff jumping.
I didn't care because I was
slamming his pad. Yeah, you were good. Off the
Karachi rip. Run that way. That's no, not just double MW2.
You know what's funny, though? There's some rappers out here that I'd be playing Warzone with, and one of them, their brothers, they rap, and they both play Claw. He said, yeah, my brother used to play COD. He used to watch Skump, and he used to Claw. So he taught me how to play, and then I started clawing. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Started a revolution.
Yeah, of claws.
Nah, well, I wasn't the first one to claw.
No, I know that.
People
but
were
I,
clawing
yeah, we
forever.
Know, but, bro, I couldn't. I would not be able. My
yeah,
brain.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I've tried. I definitely have tried to switch. Like, it's just.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah, you got to be out the womb doing that
I mean,
shit,
yeah,
bro.
Well, once you get paddles and, like, it's just muscle memory. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't play with paddles.
Liv plays Fortnite, and she plays with claw.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm jealous about you for. You could pretty much get any controller and you're good.
Yeah, I can play anything.
That's fucking great.
Just instantly just fucking bing, 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 bing.
To be fair, like, I could pick up any controller and...
But, like, he's doing what a scuff can just stock. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, go give me one from Target.
Benefit.
Yeah, of course it is.
Definite benefit.
I wish I could do what I did growing up. Like, back... When I could just like
we were talking about this in Jay's chat, being able to do everything without the paddles.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like being able to jump but shot without it.
I used to be able to jump, drop shot, yeah. Take my finger off the thumbstick, but it was like,
it was one motion. It was so
you were like
easy.
A maestro. Just it was just like I was oh like a God. Wizard. It was just
it worked for real. Yeah. We were talking about this in Jay's chat.
The jump, the jump crush through the window.
It used to be so like
it was so fast. Yeah. You jump.
Wait, the what?
Moho jump.
It was quick as hell.
For rookies who came along. And saw Moho like doing the Moho jump. I've been here since Call of Duty 2. Okay,
it's the Moho jump, bro.
It's the Moho jump for sure.
That's what you guys.
The
call
little
it
run
that.
Jump, crouch yeah. into the window. That's the Moho.
Then they
you
took
guys
it out.
Call it that. I've been doing that since Call of Duty 2 with a pistol.
The hex jump?
No. Listen,
dude, that's
you
so
guys,
fire.
We can call it the Moho jump because we know what
Moho
it is.
Moho jump. I remember that, bro. That's so dope.
Moho was talking shit to my brother once. like talking shit, and my brother said, "All right, motherfucker, bring a pillow to the next tournament.
What?
Yeah, he's gonna put him to sleep. He's like, oh, bring a fucking pillow." My brother didn't.
Oh, bring a pillow. Okay. Yeah, you don't fuck with tombs.
Look at these maps, dude.
Anyway, so we bring it back to 2025 as we sit here today, June 23rd, June Michael Jordan. Heading into Toronto for our, what, 25th World Champs?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Roger, don't do this.
I feel good. I feel good about the weekend.
Don't do this, Roger.
What?
Comparing MW3 maps.
What was y'all's favorite
map
from BO6?
From this year?
Yeah.
From this year?
Hacienda?
Hossie?
Nah, you can't. Okay, it can't be a retro map.
Then it's good Vault. Question.
Vault? Mine's Skyline. You guys know that I'm a Skyline fiend.
Which one's Skyline?
What do you mean, actually, which one's Skyline?
It's definitely Skyline, actually.
Mine's... I don't even want to say it.
Wait, which one's Skyline? Remind me?
It's low-key Rewind.
Oh, yeah, right there. Really? Yeah. I like Skyline.
I like Rewind.
Ew.
I'm going to tell you which one I like, and it's not going to be a popular...
Derelict for Pubs is my favorite.
The upper left.
Derelict
control,
was fun.
Where we play Control.
During the race,
Protocol?
You get a Babylon.
Yeah. Oh, I just love that map.
Ew.
You get Babylon and Derelict.
Something
like,
about
the
dullness of that map brings me back to...
Something about the depression of that map brings you back in time?
Brings me back to depressed... My depresso.
Subsonic
Pam?
During
look at Big
too.
Pam in the house with shorts. Look at those trunks, dude. I was telling we were leaving yesterday, Bose. I'm like, man, Pam, I wish I was your size, man. I'd be walking around knocking motherfuckers out just to see if I could.
Yeah, he's a lover. That's why.
Yeah, he's a lover. Me? Luckily. Yeah, man.
Shoulder checking people and shit.
That's what I would be doing, but he's such a sweetheart. He don't do that shit.
Yeah.
For the record, I wouldn't be walking around just fucking punching randos and shit. So what's up, Forum?
What's up, man?
Yo, Matt, we switched it. We're playing Halo 1v1s again.
There's bees?
Yeah. Where?
What the fuck?
They're probably traveling.
Okay, that's good info.
Oh shit! Yo, you
see
them?
It is a huge swarm of bees. Damn, it's a lot of bees.
Roger, can you screenshot that and put it in the pod for whenever they're editing it? At the end of the day, I'm looking.
50 minutes,
bro. I want this champs to be the best champs that's ever. I want it to be the best tournament that anyone has ever thrown. Bonde. I want us to win, obviously, to make it feel even better. Bonde. I just want what's best always for Call of Duty. I don't even give a fuck who it is that's leading the way. But
we have to be in agreement. The location going forward has to be a major city every time.
Every single time.
You need to.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate here. Allen Center is not Dallas.
But. Okay, within 20 minutes to Dallas is okay, in my opinion.
An hour and a half.
If you can get to a Dallas restaurant in 20 minutes, that's okay.
Yes.
If the Toronto event was 30 minutes outside Toronto, that's
fine.
Not bad at all.
Correct.
No one would be saying a word. It's the fact that it's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
If you're 30 minutes from Vegas, that's not bad. 30 minutes, like, as long as you can get there within 30 minutes, you're okay.
I'm telling you, man, champs in Vegas has to be a thing.
I'd be so down for
champs
that.
In Vegas has to be a thing.
A London event next year.
London event. Well, listen,
please, man.
We're
I'd love to go back to London. We haven't been there in so long.
I'd love to throw two events next year.
London, the fans in London too. They're always so vibey. They're all drinking.
I want to go back. I want to go back during a West Ham season so that I can watch a game with my man.
I fuck with my UK brothers.
It's crazy how similar Bazinga and Nick look.
Now, right?
Yeah, no, they do look very
similar. One day I walked in and saw Nick here, and in my head I thought Bazinga was here, like doing like a pod or something. And I was like, holy fuck, that's me.
Ethan! What?
Is this our first pod since we golfed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After champs, I'm going to get lessons. It's already done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Because the schedule's just been so crazy. Like, after champs, I mean, we had 8 weeks in a row. Then we had a month off. And then we've been playing Splitgate every weekend, so I like haven't had time. But after champs, when the schedule fully opens up,
yeah,
I'm going to get fucking lessons.
Fuck yeah,
yep, I'm learning.
You want to? Let's go together, bro.
Yeah, it's about time.
Let's go together because
I finally understood it. To be fair, I was against it for a while. I was like a golf hater. Not like I would just like I don't see myself going out there and playing 18. Like I'm impatient. I don't like being hot. And then we went out there and did it, and I was like,
Topgolf doesn't do it justice, because you go to Topgolf.
Now I understand.
Yeah, you go to Topgolf, and you're like, you're drinking, you're eating food, you're eating like wings and shit. You know, you're like going there to have a good time. When you're actually out on the course, like trying to improve, dude, yeah, I hit two good shots the whole day. in 3.5 hours. I hit two good ones, and the one, my best shot, made me need to go get lessons. Because I was like, dude, if I could do that consistently and be able to go with, like, all the boys and hang out and actually, like, play,
yeah,
that feeling is probably unmatched.
Would you start going to the golf gaming club stuff?
I don't know about all that, but
what about the good?
Yeah, I mean, if I could just play golf, I mean, it's just, you go out there, good for networking, go out there with people.
No, to hang out. I'm not saying let's go fucking play 18 with the boys.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good time. Yeah. I mean, if you have a business meeting with someone, yo, let's go golf. You talk about golf, or you talk about business, you have a good time, you're golfing, like, it's just a good time.
You can go on boys trips, Pebble Beach. Girls can come.
But they, we're golfing.
They can do it, but we're on the course.
It was all. It was awesome.
I would love to get decent. Yeah. Although I'm sure it's definitely going to take.
Matt said, like, not after 9 lessons and like a couple plays, you'll be able to play.
It's pretty cool.
I feel like after an hour of lessons with an actual instructor, I feel like, because even Touche, like, well, he was trying to like give us like tips and stuff, but like an actual instructor sitting there watching your swing, fixing it after every time, like, I feel like you would get exponentially better so fast. Because just Touche telling us little things, we got better pretty quick.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I'm excited to learn the game.
Of golf.
Well, I'm glad that we're about to start golfing.
I need more hobbies.
I'll drive you guys around.
I need more hobbies, man.
Now that I got my foot, this is not my foot, but now that I got my, let me see. Yeah, you got a good swing there. Look at that pose at the end.
Nah, you see how stiff that is at the top?
Yeah, you're stiff at the top.
But like, I haven't golfed, so when I get some lessons.
Damn, look at all these gifs. See, you're swinging. It's got to be a pendulum. You're.
Oh, my goodness.
My short game was all right. My chipping and putting was actually not bad.
Yeah.
My driving is awful. Horrible.
Let's see this form. Oh, no, look at you. Your knees are too bent. Oh, it's not bad.
He got a bad
Nate Shot was posting him
doesn't
swinging.
Look good, but it went far.
Dude, and then when Touche is like, you pured it. I'm like, oh, I pured it. I don't even know what that means. But I know it's something good.
Yo, I'll tell you what. When I saw just yesterday, I think Nate Shot was posting like him swinging, and I started giving him tips. I don't know anything about golf, but I just started like sending him texts. Like, he's like, oh man, you're tightening up on your follow through. You're not getting a full range of motion. He's like, my bro must be dumb or bored, one of the two.
But yeah, I'm gonna take the leap. It's time.
Cool.
Turning 30.
The big 30, man.
It's time. It's time big to 3-0. Start my golf arc.
Yeah?
Yep. Matt's going to love it.
Yep. I already told both Matts, Nate and Kendrick.
Yeah, Matt and Kendrick went golfing recently.
Yeah. We're at breakfast, and he's like, I'm going golfing with Nisha tomorrow. I'm like, oh, dude, she told me I could have drive you guys around, smoke a joint. That's what I like to do. Anyway, listen, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I want everybody to please tune in, support the boys. It is going to be a tough first match, but I think we're going to rise to the occasion. And
you have an hour and a half commute.
No matter what. Yeah, it's fine. I got, on that day.
You take a chopper?
Oh, dude, I'm Uber, taking a chopper.
Uber, absolutely not.
What's it called?
Uber chopper.
Uber copter?
No, it's called Uber Blade.
Uber Blade.
Uber Blade.
I might.
I would never get a helicopter.
Yeah.
I'll be on the ground.
Yeah. I'm terrified.
I've been on like 3 helicopters.
You wouldn't take a chopper to Kitchener?
Absolutely fucking not. Couldn't pay me. Couldn't pay me to get in one.
If you told me, Zen, I can get you to your destination in 15 minutes via chopper, or it's a 6-hour drive, I'd get in the car.
6-hour drive.
No.
I swear to God.
Boys,
dude, did you know I used to be, like,
bro,
I used to be
on the line for 15 minutes.
I used to be so afraid of flying that I would drive from Chicago back home because I didn't want to fly.
Yeah.
I would drive 11 hours instead of taking an hour and a half flight. But now I'm good. But then
so
I was
dumb.
Like, I would drive 11 hours through the night.
In the snow, mind you.
I mean, I understand why people can be scared of flying. Like, do you ever just take yourself?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Every time I'm in the plane, I'm like, bro, how is this possible? I'm like, we're in a fucking metal tube. There's thousands of planes around us.
So I don't care.
There's one landing at the same time as 50 fucking yards away.
But see, that's the peace of mind. There's thousands of planes around us, and how often do they?
Someone had to come clutch.
What, Nick?
Yeah. Nick walked in fucking doing this.
But there's thousands of planes around you. How often do they actually go down?
We're not talking about that. But we're about to travel in 2 days, ladies and gentlemen.
But if they do.
I mean, yeah, but
we go, we die.
You can't stop it from letting you live your life.
If it goes down, we die legend.
Amen.
Insurance policy. I mean, my family's, they're good.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching the pod.
Get in that account, because my shit's going to be on lockdown. It's going to take a little scraping and digging. It should be there, man.